Now on Money News, the Market Wrap. Trade with CMC Markets, the trusted trading platform for over 30 years. Trade your way at cmcmarkets.com. All trading involves risks.
And if you'd tuned into the market at the open today, you might assume we had a rip-roaring day. The gains of the morning, though, were lost in the afternoon, with the ASX 200 eventually closing down 7 points, or 0.1%, to 7,695. Energy was the best-performing sector, with tech and utility stocks the weakest. The energy space was led by uranium producer Paladin, which gained 5.6% to close at $1.32. Whitehaven Coal lifted by 2.7%, with New Hope up by 1.7% and Ampol gaining 1.2%. A bidding war for Ore Corp, which is a Tanzanian gold explorer, saw its shares rising 2.7%. One of those bidders is Perseus, which lifted its offer but saw its shares go the other way, down by 3.9% to $2. Also losing ground today was global packaging company Amcor. Its shares dropped 3.3% after the chief executive, Ronald Delia, announced his retirement for health reasons. And Xero led the tech losses, down by just 1% to $132.20. So watching all the action of a market that's still dealing with the questions of interest rate movements is Kate Hanrahan, private client advisor at Sequoia Wealth Management. Kate, welcome back to Money News.
Thanks, Deb. Thanks for having me on.
So yesterday was all about what the Reserve Bank was doing here at home, but that's today's fish and chip wrapping, really, because now our attention turns to the movements of the Fed in the US and their latest policy meeting happening overnight our time. What's the market expecting?
No, it certainly was. Well, it ended up being a pretty quiet day, actually, Deb, because investors are treading cautiously ahead of the outcome tomorrow morning, which is going to be released at about 5 o'clock our time for any early bird.
Do you have the alarm set? Looking... Are you one of those?
Not for me, Deb. I'll read about it. But the investors are looking. They're looking for the next clues on interest rates, as we all are. And I really don't think that the Fed's going to surprise us too much tomorrow. Jerome Powell, the Fed chairman, he's expected to reiterate that the central bank, as the Reserve Bank here has been doing, they're looking for more evidence that inflation is cooling. And this has really tempered, you know, any near-term bets on a rate cut. In fact, Oxford Economics have said that if the meeting does play out as they anticipate, the Fed's likely to wait until June for a rate cut. And this seems to be the consensus or the current view of most economists across the board.
That last bit of inflation reining it in, though, is proving to be very stubborn, not just here in Australia, but all around the world.
It certainly is. That's going to be the difficult bit.
All right. Now, on the market, Sonic Healthcare is expanding with a $202 million acquisition today. What are the details on this and what's the outlook for the group? Because Sonic did struggle, didn't it, when it reported its interim profit last month?
It did, Deb. It reported about a 47% drop in profit. But I'll get to the outlook in a moment. The acquisition, this is a group that does do a lot of acquisitions, and this one is going to strengthen their position in the Swiss market. They've bought the laboratory group called Dr. Risch, I think that's how it's pronounced. This transaction, it's going to be earnings per share accretive from 2025, and the return on the invested capital is expected to significantly exceed Sonic's cost of capital once these businesses are folded in together. So, as I said, a group that regularly invests in new acquisitions, and since July, they've actually secured about $500 million in new annual revenue, and this has been through these acquisitions that they're folding into the group and also some major contract wins. So, given all this and the fact that they've also spoken about the cost reduction program being well advanced, as you said, they didn't have a great first half. Share prices come off by about more than 15% in the past year. I think around these levels, everything's probably factored in. It's probably starting to look pretty attractive, and it's also paying a 3.1% divvy. It's forecast to pay that this year. And for a healthcare stock, that's pretty good because they're normally pretty slim on dividends.
Now, what's happening with the global packaging company Amcor, which of course is now searching for a new CEO after the news that Ron Delia is stepping down for health reasons? Good leadership always drives companies forward. So what effect do you think this will have on the company, and what are your thoughts on the stock more generally?
Yeah, no, so they've announced a change of guard, as you said, with Ron Delia retiring, and these are going to be big shoes to fill. He's been in the job for 9 years on a mere $11 million package, which actually made him one of the highest paid ASX chief executives, but he did do his job. He is going to stay in as an advisor until they find a successor, and that's expected to happen by the end of September. As you said, leadership is of paramount importance in these enormous firms, and so the choice of successor is going to be critical. And Amcor have acknowledged that Mr. Delia, he contributed billions of dollars in annual revenues under his leadership. So, yes, I think that the choice of chief executive is going to be important for Amcor. And from a broader perspective, although they reported a soft set of results for the first half, on Wednesday they actually reaffirmed their full-year profit forecast. And once again, this share price is down around 15% for the year. So at these levels, starting to look attractive. And, you know, this is a very well-managed group who I think as the economy improves, of course, and economic activity picks up, you'll start to see their share price pick up.
And we'll wait and see who the new appointee is. Now, finally, every week we're hearing of more action in merger and acquisitions. What's driving all of this, Kate? And do you think that it's a trend that will continue for the rest of this year and beyond?
Well, look, we're very happy to see this. You know, it was a long period of hibernation for M&A, but they've certainly had, you know, it's been a solid start for this activity this year. And it is a trend that we expect is going to continue. It's largely being driven, Deb, by the small caps. They've been underperforming the large cap end of the market. But we expect this is going to change because small caps perform quite well in a falling interest rate environment. So if we look out over the next 12 months, that's what we would expect to be operating in. In fact, the feedback during the past reporting season was that the small caps are already starting to recover. Those costs are subsiding and they have the wages growth easing, so that's helping. So in this environment, it's good timing for large caps or private equity to acquire these smaller companies that they might have had their eye on, that they're getting at a much lower price or valuation. So last night, we actually saw an aftermarket raid on a group called Avaada. They're a microcap, and that was by a private equity group who acquired a 15% stake at a 19% premium. So they didn't launch a full takeover there, but, you know, who knows what will happen in the future. So all in all, as you said, plenty of activity in the M&A space, and we think it will continue.
It gives us plenty of fodder to talk about here on Money News. Kate, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Deb. Have a great night.
Kate Hanrahan there from Sequoia Wealth Management.